Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Matt Damon plays the loyal employee of a giant energy conglomerate assigned to secure drilling rights from a rundown small town somewhere in the Midwest in Promised Land.
I am happy to announce we will be bringing natural gas to McKinley.
You sign this lease, it gives us the right to drill on your land.
What kind of money are you talking about?
You could be a millionaire.
Damon brings his seductive wiles to the struggling village, along with his assistant Frances McDormand, but his efforts are resisted by the heroic local science teacher Hal Holbrook and an idealistic environmental activist portrayed by John Krasinski.
I'm here because my farm is gone. The land just turned brown and it died.
It's happened to one of us. It can happen to all of us.
The town is going to put it to a vote in 3 weeks.
We're not fighting for land, Steve. We're fighting for people.
We're a $9 billion company. Do you know what we're capable of?
Do you?
And at the end of Promised Land, I felt capable of vengeful violence or at least indignation at the waste of a hard-working, sincere cast of distinguished performers, a skillful director, Gus Van Sant, and some lovely rural locations, all squandered on this putrid, simplistic anti-corporate propaganda. All the people in the picture are cartoons, not characters, but we can blame the script, not the actors. Or maybe those actors do deserve some blame because Krasinski and Damon co-wrote the script. Rated R for language, lots of heavy drinking, and some mild sex references. 1.5 stars for Promised Land. Promise not to see it.